So current day Aussie larrikins. Right. He's going to nominate, and this is a pretty good nomination, I reckon, Mick Malloy.
Mick Malloy,
the closest we've got to a current-day Aussie larrikin.
But he's still political correct compared to others. I mean, what Ita was talking about yesterday was not only in the public domain, but just walking around your office. In other words, the spontaneity that you would have with a member of staff is now restricted because you're thinking about all the training that you've had about you can't say this and you can't do that and you can't do this and... You can't do that. And therefore, she's saying that we have become precious. In fact, she said yesterday that we've become oversensitive.
Mm.
In fact, there are people within the office, probably a minority, that get upset very easily.
Mm.
And therefore, because
everyone
they get upset,
on eggshells,
we cannot actually be who we want to be, and that's to be fair dinkum Aussie.
So
now, that's the problem.
A couple of questions to throw out here for the $100 Retrovision voucher, and obviously the chance to join us at Crown Perth for High Tea Breakfast Friday, October 18. 9222118882. Is there still room for the Aussie larrikin?
Yes.
Could the Aussie larrikin still exist?
The Aussie larrikin is alive and well, but not in a public domain.
Okay. Are there any public versions of the Aussie larrikin? So Simon Beaumont nominating Mick Malloy. Are there others from our own community that we go, he's an Aussie larrikin, he still fits the bill? I mean, Bob Mormel, I reckon, was the educated Aussie larrikin on this station for many, many years. The lovable larrikin.
Buswell an Aussie larrikin?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Not a bad nomination. 9222118882. And are we the poorer as a community and as a society if the Aussie larrikin is gone? Are we better off with the larrikins in our lifestyle?
It's just the same as if you're working on a building site and a woman would walk by and they give her the wolf whistle.
I don't know about the
Is
wolf
that being a larrikin or is that just being...
I think that's inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but that's not larrikin.
So some would say, well, that's okay because some women like that.
Yeah, but isn't the larrikin the bloke that sort of, you know, comes into the radio station, unplugs your microphone just at the back, you start talking for 5 minutes, nobody can work out why it's right, and then in the end the larrikin goes, ha, got you, guys.
That's a practical joker. That's different to a larrikin.
All right, 9222118872 17 after 8.
This is Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis on 6PR.
A lot of calls on this. I've been like the Honey Badger. Is he a larrikin?
Absolutely, yeah.
What about another one from the sporting world locally? Brad Hogg, I reckon, was a larrikin.
He was a larrikin on the field. Yeah. Off the field, I don't think he's as much of a larrikin.
Bubbly, personable.
He is bubbly. Good work, Brad.
Anthony's going to kick us off. Morning, Anthony.
G'day, gents. How you going?
What do you reckon?
Modern day one with a bit of an ego, but still a larrikin, Shane Warne.
Warney.
Yeah, that would be all right. I'd put him in the larrikin basket. Probably, yeah, good on you, Ant.
Yeah. And
why were you not happy with that?
Yeah, different sort of, like if Hoags is your quintessential larrikin, I suppose from that 11 of that era, Warney was the closest
if
to
Shane
it.
Warne lived in that era, he would be more of a legend than Hogan. I mean, he'd say what he wanted to say. He has an opinion and he's not afraid to actually share it. Jasmine, good morning.
Hi, guys. I was going to say Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger, but also Kath and Kim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But they're fictitious. They're not a real...
But they started on the ABC too, that show, didn't it?
Yes, but that's a written part.
Yes.
It's like saying Fat Cat's a larrikin.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing a role.
Yeah. And
Norma, good morning.
Doesn't say much, Fat Cat.
Good morning. Kevin Bloody Wilson, you can't go past him and his daughter.
That is good.
For being ochre.
No, we're not going down that path again.
We played
a bit
of Kevin.
You took us off here already once. Peter Costello was on the phone. Very quick, smart. Norma, that was. Corey, hello.
Hi, guys. I know they might be radio rivals, but I always get a kick out of Hamish and Andy.
Yeah,
they just seem genuine guys.
Yeah, Gareth ditched that up. And I do believe they get away with more than the average person.
So the modern version, the reincarnation of the Aussie larrikin, those two.
Yeah, but with a softer touch, I think. Yeah, okay. Corey, good morning to you. Shannon, good morning to you.
Yeah, how you going, boys? Yeah. Sadly, we just lost one of the great Australian larrikins there, mate, with Danny Frawley.
Yeah, he was a larrikin. That's a good definition.
Yeah,
he would fit in there beautifully.
Shannon's a good one. Was Gary Shannon a larrikin?
Absolutely. Yeah, it still is.
Okay. Gil. Hello, Gil.
Yeah, good day, guys. Listen, we got our own homegrown larrikin here. Donny in Spearwood. I love him.
Is Donny a larrikin?
Yeah.
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 You reckon?
Well, Donnie's Donnie.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to put labels on people these days.
Greg,
isn't it?
Good morning.
Morning, guys. Warwick Capper.
Yeah, Warwick is. You know what? Warwick's actually been quoted on this topic, and he says that, and because his old stuff is larrikin, he believes that's making a return. It's more acceptable than it was even 5 years
ago. What about
ago.
Jacko, Mark Jackson? Is he a larrikin?
Definitely.
Mel Brown?
And MAD at
Mel
the same
Brown?
Time. Brown, he was a larrikin, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But George? George wasn't a larrikin. George had an extra dimension, didn't he?
George Greer.
Yeah, I mean, he was very knowledgeable, very smart.
Yeah, that wasn't a larrikin.
No, but Bob was a larrikin.
Yeah, when he wanted to be, but he's also very smart.
Yes, and great respect, great intellect, no doubt. Marion, good morning.
Good morning. Here's a one sort of like with tongue-in-cheek, but Bob Catter.
Bob Catter. Well, Bob doesn't mind taking the old Mickey out of him, does he?
Mm.
Yeah. What about the Australian Sudoku team?
Are they larrikins?
Well, Mick Collis and all the team.
No, there's an educated side to that I reckon's not larrikin. What about you?
Who?
Would you consider yourself a larrikin?
I'd like to think I've got some characteristics where I'm not afraid to actually have a say. Mm. I think I can relate to what Ida said yesterday, and that is that sometimes you feel like you have to restrict what you really want to say, and I think people get frustrated by that. They just want honest commentary.